This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
It's time. Everybody waits for it. Are we still? I saw some texts yesterday. Do people want to get back into singing along with this thing?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, so we're giving you enough time to get your phone out?
People thought that we didn't sing it every day.
Yeah.
What do you mean we don't sing it every day?
They were like, oh, I didn't know you guys sang it. I thought it was just like a recording. Like, no, we...
Well, the way to really definitively know, go back, grab the Odyssey app. You can go back and listen to all the news or nopes, and you'll hear variants every day. In fact, the main variance you'll hear is Aaron's almost never singing.
That's not true.
Aaron, we gave you a day where Tiak and I backed off the mic, and it was ridiculous. You were just like, rah. You don't even know the words, and there's only two words.
I do know the words.
It's news or nope.
That's three.
No, but the only words you sing in the song is news and nope. Or never gets uttered.
I still sing along every day.
Okay. Here we go.
News. She's not singing!
Because I knew you guys were going to.
No! News.
No!
News.
No!
Our only real hope. Decide if this is news or no.
The other question that we've been getting a lot is who does the high-pitched scream at the end?
Yeah.
And it's kind of a tie between Slacker and I. He's more of the scream, the screech. But then I actually
you
do
go
it
hit
as well.
It. You go money.
I do.
It. Yeah.
Thank you.
And TX. Yeah, let's hear it. Okay.
And TX is over there going, hello. That's when he gets his oar in. Or.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Thank you for joining the program.
You're welcome.
Some big contract news on the program. Ooh. Happy to congratulate. $100 million contract to Stephen A. Smith of ESPN.
Shut up.
Not to be confused.
$100 million? I yell almost as much as he does.
I hate that guy so much.
You do? Why?
Because it seems like he learns a new vocab word and just like tries to incorporate it somewhere. And he doesn't actually know what he's talking about, but he's just going to yell at you to trick you into thinking I cannot stand that man.
That's why he just signed for 5 more years.
He does do a great job at being annoying.
5-year deal. Yeah.
Got to give it to him.
And also we had some announcements on the show. Slacker also $100 million contract.
Yeah.
Congrats.
If I work for the next 17 centuries. Okay. I will have amassed 1/10 of 100. That's really, oh my God.
Yeah, $100 million for 5 years. So 20 mil a year, good on Stephen A. Congrats.
That makes me feel real good about my contract.
Sorry.
Thanks, man.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Some potential contract news, actually. What a quinkening.
What is going on?
There are rumors that Harry Styles is working on a 35-show Las Vegas residency at the Sphere.
Ooh.
Do you understand that Aaron like will be gone for 35 days?
Oh, yeah.
I will not. I'll go for one. I'll come back.
You really think you'll only go once?
Yeah.
So not true. You'll go once on your own. You'll go once with the
salesperson. No, I have already talked to her about it. She doesn't do the virtual stuff well. She'll get motion sickness. So I'll just go once.
You want to go with my ex-wife? She's way into him.
I'll just go once by myself.
I think I would actually go.
The Sphere is cool. You don't want to be on the ground.
Why?
Because everything is up.
Oh. But if you're up, things are behind you, isn't it? If you're up, aren't things happening kind of behind
you? No. It's all still in front of you.
Oh, it is.
It is kind of like 360, but barely.
Okay.
Hmm.
Is the UFC in the Sphere this weekend?
I don't know.
I think so, but don't quote me on it.
I think Because it is in Vegas, and I think they were going to do one time in the Sphere. If they haven't already done it, then it's this time.
Hmm.
And it's supposed to be.
They've done it before. Oh, they've done it already. Yeah, I'm trying to.
Because I just got sure sent a plane ticket to go.
Stop.
But I'm not going to go.
Why?
I don't know.
Why not?
I don't know. It's Ben. It's the LRD.
What
guy.
If Harry Styles was fighting?
Oh, no. Then I'm going to go! All right.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Reformed bad boy and questionably hot man Pete Davidson is back in the news. This time, as Aaron has talked about before, he's gotten his tattoos removed. He's working on himself. He's trying to be better, be happier, all those things.
Is he dating again?
Which we applaud. No, not quite.
Okay.
So he was very close with Colin Jost. Are you familiar with him? He's on Saturday Night Live. He's married to...
ScarJo.
ScarJo. There you go.
He is?
ScarJo
Hansen.
Are you
kidding me?
Yeah.
Those are some of the best jokes that they do on Weekend Update. When they write each other jokes and Michael Che, like, oh, it's so good.
Okay. That makes me sad. ScarJo's on my list.
I love her.
Yeah.
Yeah, they've been married for a while. So she's,
Is she a fanatic about it?
Well, we'll find out.
Tune in Monday.
We'll see what kind of contract he signed. So Pete Davidson and Colin Jost were very close together while they were on SNL. They even bought a ferry together, like just a Staten Island ferry. They were apparently drunk together one night and decided to go in on a ferry. So they did
it.
A ferry? You can, I guess. Yeah. So, but Pete feels like he was not a very good friend, especially towards the end. I think he was kind of doing some drugs and just, he wasn't in a good mental health space, maybe.
Okay.
And so now he's trying to make it up to Colin, get back on good terms. So he bought him a watch for a friend. And he guesses on the cost of the watch Pete Davidson
spent. I can't believe I let him get this far. He knows if he had made about watches, I would have noped it.
Yeah.
But he did all the heartstring crap up front. And now we're stuck. It's probably...
$325,000.
You're probably... But unless it's one of those... Does Pete Davidson have that kind of scratch?
Yeah.
For real? From what? From Saturday Night Live?
Being funny and hot.
Then where's my?
You're 0 for 2. Okay. Is it a Rolex?
No, it is a Cartier watch.
Oh, then I'm going to say it's $150.
You both are wildly overestimating Pete Davidson's scratch.
Okay.
$20,000.
Oh.
But still, that's a lot.
That's a lot.
For a friend to just go, hey, man, I'm sorry. I was kind of a jerk. Like, let's be cool again. Here's a $20,000 watch.
Wow. So, would you want this watch? You're a watch guy.
If you were Colin Jost, would have been bought by that? Would that have worked?
No, because it seems like Colin's got some money too, like married to ScarJo and buying the ferry and stuff. No, I would have wanted a Rolex.
And
personally,
I also very much feel, and maybe I'm wrong on this, but a watch is a very personal thing. Like, I want to choose my watch. You don't choose my watch.
Cartier,
unless I've already told you what watch I want and you get that watch. Like, I wouldn't presume to go buy you a Rolex.
Oh, no, feel free.
No.
Please. No. Don't think about it.
No.
Not going to happen.
Thinking about it.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.